Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Get them ready. What kind of things are you going to do with them to get them ready for the weekend?
I think today we had an organizational meeting where Kevin and Lindy talked, and it kind of aligned with, obviously it's a really short tournament, but I think it's the first time for the guys to establish, you know, how do we want the Buffalo Sabres to play in the identity that we want to have within the organization. And we had a quick meeting today about some things of, you know, how we wanted to play. Obviously, it's a really short tournament, but just the habits and details and the standards that we want to have within the organization. So I thought we had a really good day today at practice.
Coming in as, you know, first year as the head coach of Rochester, how beneficial is it for you to start, get this, you know, weekend to really start working with some of these guys?
We had meetings last week. It was a bit surreal, you know, excited. Obviously, Lindy's been around a long time, but it's an unbelievable group of people. And, you know, I think my belief system aligns with a lot of what they want to do here. And, it was a really good week, and just excited to get into the games and another practice tomorrow.
He's a guy, obviously, he stood out, you know, his first two seasons. Just watching film of him, talking to him, just what have you learned about him as a player, as a young man, I guess?
I think first is, you know, you obviously the on-ice, but the character of the individual, his just meeting him. This was my first time, but especially on video, he could really shoot it, and just to be on the ice level, his compete, the way he could protect pucks. He's got a really quick release, and obviously, you know, what he's done in his first 2 years, you know, he's right there, and he had a really good day today.
What's this like to have five first-round picks out there for this guy?
Yeah, it was a little bit back in my time at USA, obviously, with the, you know, 05 group, we had a, you know, the talent, and obviously the talent's there, but I really liked today the compete level of the guys, staying on pucks, the efforts. I thought all of them had a really good day. Obviously, the plays that are being made, the puck movement, sometimes you lose the puck, how quick they're moving it. But, yeah, a lot of talent on the ice, for sure.
You talked about the way you want to play as a team. What are some of the qualities you want to see?
Yeah, I think my philosophy is hard, smart, and fast. Like, that's the way I believe the game is played. The identity of out-competing the other opponent. It's kind of, you know, who I am as a person, wired, fortunate to play for a lot of really good coaches, and really important to have good habits and details. So if a team's watching our team play, that's a really hard team to play against, and that's the way I want us to be.
Yeah, we've seen a bunch of Kulik and Rosé in here the last couple of years, and like you say, Kulik is right there. These are two guys who have a lot of billing, their first-round picks. They've had a lot of AHL experience. They might be standouts for the Amerks again this year. Maybe they crack this club at some point early on. I mean, what kind of messages do you want to give them early on in camp about just going out and doing their thing and not, you know, succumbing to all the outside stuff and whatever they're thinking too?
Yeah, no, I think it's about control what you can control. You can't control, you know, lineup decisions and things like that. All they can control is have a really good day at practice tomorrow, and you know, try to be the best players in the tournament. Obviously, those guys have done it before, and I think that's the biggest thing is just focus on what you can control, and you know, things play out the way they're supposed to.
Everyone talks about Konstantin's mature game. Just watching film and seeing up close, you know, in July and even today, just what stood out about him.
Yeah, just his even watching him yesterday, like his ability to see the game. Obviously, his hockey sense is really good. I probably was more just in tight areas, the corners, just his ability to protect pucks and get over pucks and make the next play. And obviously, an exceptional talent, and he had a really good day today.
Did
If you happen to be looking at the play Hostlin made on the backhand to Ratzliff at that end of the ice, did you happen to see that?
No, I didn't.
It was pretty unbelievable, but I think it shows what we've seen. He's a guy, he's small, he's still got to grow.
Who is that? I'm sorry.
Hostlin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's small, he's got to grow, but the hands and just the puck control.
Yeah, he's another one. You know, you watch the players on the video, but, you know, seeing him live in person, he had the puck on his stick a lot today. His puck protection, low center of gravity. I thought he had a really good day. The one thing I was probably most impressed with was, you know, going from the meeting about the habits and details, staying on pucks, and then you watch him at practice today, every loose puck he was on it. So I thought he had a great day.
What has your process been, really, since development camp in particular, in learning the players that you're going to have in Rochester? I mean, video, I'm sure that Vinny and Nathan have been a resource. Can you just walk us through that a little bit?
Yeah, it's, you know, I first having, you know, it's my first go-around at pro hockey. You know, I'm a young coach. I'm 36 years old. Could be overwhelming at times, you know, but having Vinny and Pacer, getting to know them, two guys that have played at the highest level, understands how the pro game works, and they've been unbelievable. Like, I couldn't handpick two better guys that I get to work with every day. And then, you know, a lot of the, obviously, I think Seth and I have a lot of belief system. You know, you're your own coach, and, you know, I think a lot of it is the same, but also I got to come in and be myself, my thoughts, and you know, maybe a few things on practice drills, meeting times, but it's been great. It's been really good. And then a big thing for me was just to reach out to some of the players and reach out to them and talk to them over the course of the summer and getting to know them and who I am. And so it's been really good.
Were you watching, like, last season's games, just watching shifts? I mean, how is that?
Yeah, no, I'm kind of a video junkie, so I watch a lot of the playoff games. You know, watching the younger players in the playoff games, obviously it's tighter checking, smaller rink, not as much time and space, and you really get to see young kids play in a really intense competitive environment. So, yeah, a lot of video, a lot of their, you know, the when they played junior hockey, like Hellenius when he was, you know, world juniors, just a bunch of guys. So a lot of video, a lot of phone calls, and then also enjoying time with my family and the baby.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.